This week's Cotton News line is two cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The bill was passed by a vote of 266 to 160 and would substantially increase funds for food and drug safety as well as domestic and international food programs. The House measure did not include any amendments that would change things in the Farm Bill or have any reductions. There were some amendments that were initially thought to be offered in regards to payment limitations, adjusted gross income, decreases to the market access program, as well as other issues that would have been detrimental to the cotton industry. The bill was considered under what the House considered a structured rule in which only certain amendments were allowed to be offered, and none of those amendments made that list.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Again, you didn't see any changes to the recently enacted farm law or changes to any sort of payment limitations or adjusted gross income test, eligibility test. The goal for the House and the Senate is to get all the appropriations bills passed by the August recess, which in the Senate would begin August 7th.